It's here and now, and we're taking a look at a new trend in healthcare coverage. We just heard from Duke Energy, which sent a letter to retirees informing them that they'll be switched from a company plan to a company stipend, which retirees can then use to buy their own plans. That's one trend. Walgreens, Sears, and Darden Restaurants, which owns Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and Longhorn Steakhouse, they're all switching current workers from a company plan to a lump sum. So both retirees and current workers are being faced with this offer. Let's take a look with Julie Appleby, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, start with Duke Energy, because the spokesperson, Dave Scanzoni, just told us their costs were doubling and they couldn't afford it. But they believe also that retirees will have more plans to choose from when they use the stipend plan, and that they will join a larger pool of retirees so that their costs will be lowered. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, Robin, we're seeing this with retiree plans like at Duke and like at some of these other places where they are shifting their retirees to either a stipend or one of these private exchanges. And what proponents say, it's on the theory that these insurers will be competing a little bit more for business, so the prices might be better. And as the Duke spokesman said, there'll be a larger pool of folks. They'll be joining in there with other people who are buying these policies who don't work for Duke or who didn't work for Duke in the past. So it's a broader pool. So in effect, that may also help lower costs over time.
And do you agree?
You know, I think it remains to be seen. I'm not sure I'm the best person to weigh in on whether that's going to work or not.
Well, it may be one of those things where we do have to wait to see. But you mentioned the private exchanges. We should say Duke is requiring its employees to only choose from within one company. It's a company that Duke has long worked with, although Duke says they have tons of plans. Other companies are sending both retirees and workers to private health care exchanges. Now, these aren't the exchanges that are being set up under the Affordable Care Act, right?
That's correct. That's correct. This is a different trend. There are a couple of different things going on here. There's a lot of moving parts with this, so bear with me. But basically, yes, for current employees and for some retirees, a number of companies are sending their folks now to these private exchanges, which are often run by a large benefit firm like Aon Hewitt or Towers Watson. And they're doing this in part, they say, to provide more competition, to provide better prices and choice for workers, et cetera, et cetera. It's still not a huge trend. A recent survey by the National Business Group on Health found that about 1% of employers are thinking about doing this for next year, but 30% are considering doing that in the future.
Yeah. Well, what about some of the costs that we just heard raised? Workers for Duke Energy, for instance, being quoted saying, well, wait a minute, I'm getting a lump sum to buy this insurance policy myself, but will that lump sum keep up with rising costs?
Well, that's the question. Some consumer advocates are concerned that the employer will set a set amount, say, you know, we'll give you $100 a month or whatever it is per month. And that starts out just fine. Maybe it covers most of the cost. But over time, what will happen? The question is, over time, how much will that contribution go up? Will that contribution go up as quickly as healthcare costs go up? And in general, increases in wages and other things go up much more slowly than do healthcare costs. So there is some question about whether those contributions will keep up over time, but that could happen outside of using these private exchanges as well.
What other concerns do you have about either current workers or retirees being given a lump sum of money and being asked to choose their own plans?
Well, what consumer groups tell me is that what they worry about is that people given a choice. The idea behind this is that folks are going to have a certain amount of money. They'll say, oh, look, I have this choice of plans I can purchase from. And they may have a bigger choice than they do currently through their jobs. There may only be a couple of different plans offered by your employer, right? So this idea sends you to an exchange where there could be a couple of dozen choices. So folks are going to choose based on cost. They're going to look a lot at the premiums. What some consumer advocates are worried about is that people will choose mostly based on the premium costs. And the lower the premium costs, you might have other costs that are higher, like your deductible or your other out-of-pocket costs. And they worry that some consumers might not think about that when they sign up for a policy. So they might, in effect, get hit with some large deductibles or some large bills that they hadn't expected.
Yeah, and just not get what's appropriate for what their health care needs are going to be. Other concerns being raised are that, well, when you think of retirees, for instance, many moving into elder age, suddenly having to wade through so many healthcare plans, it's just not the right time for them to do that. But it seems as if this is part of shifting not just the burden of some of the cost of healthcare to employees and retirees in this case, but shifting some of the education.
Well, you know, a lot of analysts tell me it's similar to the move from traditional pensions to 401k plans. So it used to be back in the day, you'd get a traditional pension, you'd get a certain amount of money based on your years of service. Now, most workers have a 401k program. And so your employer may give you some money toward that. You put some of your own money in, and then you make a choice and you have to wade through all these different plans to decide which to choose from. It's going to be similar with healthcare.
By the way, this is Julie Appleby, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, weighing in on this shift in healthcare. Employers and retirees being told, we're going to give you a lump sum to go buy your own. You're listening to Here and Now. And Julie, we also recently reported on UPS, part of another shift. They announced they're going to be dropping care for 15,000 spouses, people who are married to UPS workers, but who are also working and who could get insurance from their own jobs. In that case, UPS directly put the finger on Obamacare. They said, you know, if we are going to be forced to pick up more people than before, say, for instance, people with pre-existing conditions, then we're going to drop some people that we, I mean, the unspoken thing that was being said is we feel we've been doing a favor to some of these spouses because they can get less expensive insurance with us. So we're going to drop them. Is this other trend of shifting workers and employees to the lump sum, is that also a part of a reaction to Obamacare?
I think that's harder to say. I think what the way the Obamacare rule has come up and the exchanges, it's gotten this discussion about should there be other marketplaces, should there be other ways people can buy coverage. So the idea of a marketplace or the idea of a place where you would go and choose from your insurance plans, aside from having, you know, just a couple of different options offered to you by your employer, the old-fashioned way, this idea of a new marketplace, I think, is being fostered a little bit by the Affordable Care Act.
Well, but as we heard, it's being fostered also by a sense that something has to give, and a sense that perhaps these marketplaces will, in fact, giving people lump sums to go buy their own insurance will lower the costs.
You know, employers are looking, they've been looking for a long time on how to deal with ever-rising healthcare costs, and this is just one of the latest ways they're looking at it. But in theory, these new marketplaces, whether it's through the healthcare law on the private individual market or whether it's through these private exchanges where employers are getting together with benefit firms, the idea is that insurers will have more incentive to compete on price and other services, and that over time may slow the growth in premiums. And again, most analysts I've spoken with said, you know, we'll have to see. Yep. We'll have to see how that competition works out. But that's the idea here, is that these new markets will provide more competition and will slow premium increases over time.
Julie Appleby, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
And listeners, as you digest this, what do you think? Would you rather have the lump sum to go figure it out for yourself? Let us know at hereandnow.org, on Facebook, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Always love to hear your opinion.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry, online at brilliantearth.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.